لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
Verification. He did not speak with anybody in that group, but he just saw people standing and with the weapons. He decided and he comes back and he makes a news. So he made a news that was delivered to the Prophet, peace be upon him. And of course, in the first reaction, Prophet got angry that why it has to be there, that we did not ask these people for any clash. It was just to collect the zakat, and why this person, these people, they have to stand with the weapons, or they have to come for fighting. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this verse of Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu. O the believer, when somebody comes to you with the news that have no basis, you need to verify those news. First and very important responsibility of every believer that has been said, at-tabayyun, at-tafahhus. So maybe somebody can argue and raise a question that in the same surah, after a few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that you are not supposed to do tajassus. Tajassus, that means spying somebody, or started making some sort of assumption about somebody. Tajassus is something that you do not know what is going inside a person, and you start having a spying mind. And in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, فَتَبَيَّنُ, that you need to verify that. These are actually two different matters. One is the verse that speaks about individual cases. When you like to treat somebody as an individual, then definitely you are not supposed to do tajassus about anybody. His individual life, of course, you need to do husna dhan, that you should have a good opinion about that person, and we are not allowed to have presumption about the people. We need to think positively about individuals. But if there is action or any news that can have reflection on our social life, and results are going to be for the community, over there we need to be careful. So what it's been said in this verse that speaks about those social results that we are going to have, and how a society is going to be affected because of this news. And the verse that speaks about the tajassus, that speaks about an individual act, that you are not supposed to have that kind of behavior, that you start having the tajassus and spy the life of people, go inside their houses and start thinking what they're doing. Those actions, of course, are not being allowed. It is forbidden in Islam that spying individuals in their houses, if there is no need for the community. There is possibility that if government feels that spying of somebody because of some actions that needs to be verified, or there is any result that is going to be for the community and society, it is going to affect society, until and while we are not allowed to do that. But if it comes the case that an individual has some sort of action that can actually damage the society, then of course Islamic government can decide about that. So those are the matters that we need to think about. When it has been said, in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in, if any fasiq comes to you with a news, then we need to look at what it means when we say fasiq. Fasiq is equal to adil. So there are two categories in Islam. One is category of adil, the people, those who act according to the justice, and the people, those who act according to the unjust. And they deliver the news within the people, And then it becomes sometimes rumors, and sometimes there are many damages within the community. A person with this behavior, behavior of fisk, how it's possible when fisk is going to occur? When somebody gets out of adalat, so that means there is a status of adalat, and if somebody gets out of adalat, that person is going to be fasik. Actual meaning or literal meaning of fisk is getting out of one of the status or khuruj, and then it's been interpreted khuruj an sirat mustaqim, getting out of the straight path, or getting out of adalat is being considered as fisk. So fuqaha have a detailed discussion about that. If somebody commits a greater sin, a gunah kabira, if in a life a greater sin is committed, and after that there is no tawbah, there is no repentance, this person is going to be fasik. That means if there is a consistent behavior of sinful action, if sinful action it is being happened, and after that there is no tawbah, and the person does not like to do tawbah, then this person is going to be considered as fasik, because this sin is continued. Its status is status of sinfulness, and the sin that is committed, that is actually greater sin. So we need to think about ourselves. Sometimes we can judge ourselves that are we in the state of fisk, or we are in the state of adl. Adl is the person that, first of all, he does not commit any greater sin. And second, if any sin is being committed, then it is responsibility that we need to repent before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. If repentance comes, repentance itself, of course, has its own important condition. What it means when we say repentance. Repentance does not mean that if sin is committed and after that tawbah has come. Tawbah, that means returning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an intention that person is not going to return again towards those sins. So he's not going to commit those sins again. If that is the case, then it's considered tawbah. Otherwise, there is no tawbah. There is no repentance. In Quran, the people who are being called as fasiq, there are various categories of the people. Inshallah, I will continue in the next sermon as well. First of all, there can be a nation of fisk, or a fasiq nation. A nation that is a wrong nation, an evil nation. So you can see about Fir'aun and his community. Not necessarily that only a government can be fasik, but sometimes the people and follower of the government, community of that government, society of that government can be fasik as well. So that is what it's been said, innahu kanu qawman fasiqin. That community of Fir'aun was a nation that was a nation of fisk and fujur, a transgressor nation, an evil nation. So brothers and sisters, not necessarily the individuals have to be considered as fasiq. There is possibility that communities can be community of fasiq as well. And we need to see what are those actions that can be considered a whole community. One of them, of course, Fir'aun was a wrongdoer. And if a community supports any wrong practices of the wrongdoers, then this community is also going to be qawman fasiqin. Hypocrites are considered in Quran fasiq. Innal munafiqina humul fasiqun. That surely munafiqin and hypocrites are fasiq. So that is second category that has been said in Quran as fasiq. So inshallah we'll discuss that those categories that are being considered in Quran
as the fasiq categories, or the people, those who are called as fasiq in Quran. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us, alaykum salam, in the status of adl and adalat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can follow the path of justice, that we can stand against fisq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all the sins that we have committed. Those are greater sins and smaller sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can refrain from any type of the sins. May Allah keep us away from any type of the disobedience. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fid dunya wal akhirah innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا ثار البدع والطغيان. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات, أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters, once again in the beginning of second sermon, I advise myself and request all of you to practice obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the holy month of Ramadan, after coming out of one of the most important practices that we have been able to achieve different levels of the piety. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on the path of piety. If we go back to the history, dear brothers and sisters, today is the 8th of Shawwal, the day of commemoration for the destruction of holy places and holy sites of Islam. I would like to say condolences to all mu'mineen mu'minat, and special condolences to Imam of the Age for this historical tragedy, a crime that was committed not by one or two individuals, but a crime that was committed under the government of Ali Saud, with the groups of people that you can imagine that happens in any community, anywhere else in the world. That is only that you can find in a country where Islam was born. So what kind of tragedy have taken place on this day? It is said a group of people under the guidance with the support of Ali Saud, with the bulldozers, with the various types of the tools, have attacked not on the community, not on the people, but they attacked on the holy sites. One of the sites that is called Jannatul Baqi, which is in a holy city of Medina, very close in the neighborhood of Shrine of Prophet, peace be upon him, a very old cemetery that was found in the life of Prophet by himself. That as the first person that was being buried in this holy cemetery, and that was Uthman ibn Maz'un, the personality who was one of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And when he died, Prophet asked the people to take him to this place. And some of the trees that were being in this cemetery were taken out. And this place was designated by the Prophet as cemetery. And after action of the Prophet, peace be upon him, people, they started burying their loved ones, and especially the people, those who were important people, they were being buried. When you enter to the cemetery, there is a site that is site of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, where four of our Aimma alayhi salam are buried. Imam Hassan Mujtaba alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam Zainul Abideen, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, and sixth Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. And according to one of the narrations, daughter of the Prophet, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha, is also buried in the same cemetery. Although many of the news are actually conflicting news, that she was buried in the same room or close to the grave of Prophet. But regardless of that, even if there is any place that is just related to the daughter of Prophet, peace be upon him, that was the crime that was committed, and a shrine that you can see images of that today on websites where shrines are being shown, and they were there on every grave. There was a shrine, and there are sites that are sites of wives of Prophet, peace be upon him, those who are being considered as Ummahatul Mu'mineen by Quran, as Quran speaks about them as Ummahatul Mu'mineen. There are names of many companions that you can find in the history. Those places were being destroyed around those shrines. Of course, there were many mosques that were also being attacked by the same regime, and they were destroyed. And since that, of course, this crime is not a crime that has happened once a while and that's it, that we consider that day, for example, this is the day of the destruction. No, this destruction started on that day. It was beginning of an evil action, but that continued years and years, and that is continued today. That is happening every single day. That you can imagine that house of the Prophet, peace be upon him, house of Prophet, peace be upon him, becomes as the place of toilets. They changed to the place of washroom. There was a library that was being at that place in the past. Then again, they changed to the place of washroom. There were many places that were changed to the roads, for example. If there was any garden that was named with the Prophet, or in the time of Prophet, peace be upon him, that was altered and changed, the house or the room where Hazrat Sayyida used to sit and cry for the historical crimes, that was changed. Masajid that were built by companions or Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, all these masajid were being destroyed. And a number in the list of the masajid that is there, many people, they are in misconception that they have only destroyed the shrines because they do not believe in having shrine on a grave, which is not correct. They are not destroying only the shrines, if that is some sort of belief, although we do not have any basis for this belief that nobody can build a place or a place cannot be honorable. That is not true. There are many supportive hadiths that can support that shrine and the places of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam have to be regarded. Houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have to be regarded. We have supportive ahadith, but let's say that if that is acceptable, if that is argument, let us accept that they do not want to have these shrines, but they wanted to level all the shrines. So let's say if they level that, then do you think that even mark of a grave is also a sin? Marking a grave, that if you enter to the cemetery, you would find only the stones, nothing remain. Even the name, they don't want that, even if the name is written on a grave. And where they can find any tradition that any grave cannot be marked, even in a fiqh of Islam, it is said that you have to mark a grave that it can be known that this is grave of somebody. So mark can be sometimes with the name, mark can be sometimes with the various types of the signs. But they did not allow even the names of Ahlul Bayt, the names of companions should be remaining. This group that is today being called by our scholars, and especially the leader, as a Takfiri group and a Salafi mind that continued those crime in the history, and recently the crime that was committed attacking on the shrine of Hujr ibn Adi, one of the most honorable personality, and then again attacking on the haram of Hazrat Zainab salamullahi alayha. Let us look at their few of the belief and see that what are their belief system. Although I said last night that this group is not a sect, or that we can call a school. It is not a school. It is a political motivated group that actually has various motives, and it is completely equal to the Zionism. That when I would say those special marks and signs of this group, you would find that this group exists with the same mentality of the Zionism. One of most important belief of this group, that all other Muslims are mushrik. None of them are believer. They only consider themselves as Muslim or believer. They consider rest of the Muslims, regardless of Sunni or Shia, they consider them as mushrik. Second belief that they have, and that is being actually announced by their scholars recently, killing of any other Muslim other than this Takfiri group is allowed. And sometimes it's been said it is wajib. They have no value of human being. That you can find this is a completely resemblance with the Zionists. They don't have any value about any human being. That is why they attacked on churches, synagogues, killed Christians, they killed Jews, and at the same time they have killed many Muslims. Thousands of Muslims, since existence of this group, that the time when they attacked on Karbala and Najaf, at that time how many Muslims were being killed by this group? And since then, if you start counting, and if somebody can have a survey that how many people are being killed just by this group, Salafi group, that is being supported by enemies of Islam, and especially its existence when it started, then you would find that Mr. Humphrey writes about this group that is being started by the British government, with the agencies of the British government, by giving many resources. attacking on these holy sites. We can realize that definitely there is the agenda of killing people, and especially brutality in the world, promoting this brutal behavior. That is same thing that you can find in Israel. And Israel, since its beginning, they have started those brutal acts, taking the people to the prisons and behaving the people with the special type of behavior, inhuman actions. That today you can find that how these people are treating some other human being if they have arrested somebody, hijacking the people. At the moment, many of people in Syria, in Iraq, in Pakistan are being hijacked, and after hijacking, they have been brutally killed by this inhuman group. Belief of other people have no value. They only respect and regard their belief system, and they do not have any regard for any other group or Muslims in the world. The people, of course, they have seen their behavior when they go for Hajj. At that time, they start speaking, preaching about their belief. If somebody stands, I was standing close to the Zari of the Prophet, peace be upon him. I raised my hands for dua. And a soldier comes and he says that, why are you raising your hands towards this place? I said, because I would like to pray. And he said that you are not supposed to pray in this place. I said, why? He said, you have to face towards Qibla. I said, at the moment, my Qibla is Prophet, peace be upon him. I'm standing in front of the Prophet. And my value, my belief system, that when I sit before Prophet, peace be upon him, at that time, Prophet, peace be upon him, himself becomes as a Qibla. And he said, don't make any argue. I would like to ask you, you have to face towards Qibla. So you see, this is something that enforcing their belief. Yes, you may enforce some sort of system, but you cannot enforce your belief on the other people. Writing many signs, of course, signs boards are written that visiting the places and the shrines is a shirk. Not only haram, but it is considered as shirk. In their belief system, if anybody visits any of the graves, then he has committed a shirk. In their belief system, if anybody goes to visit Prophet, peace be upon him, then also he has committed a shirk. Although if you go over there, then now recently they have allowed that you can say salam to Prophet, peace be upon him, but you cannot travel with this motive, for example, with the objective of visiting the Prophet, peace be upon him. Yes, then they said that visiting the mosques, that is allowed. Visiting the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowed. Somebody can travel towards a masjid. So let me ask them that house of Prophet, peace be upon him, grave of Prophet, peace be upon him, is surrounded by the masajid. Houses of Ahlul Bayt Salam are surrounded by the masajid. So when you destroy those places, that means you are destroying the masajid and houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another belief that these people, they have reciting Fatiha on the grave of any Muslim or mu'min, that has been considered as shirk. Standing on a grave, saying salam, reciting ziyarat for any deceased person, that is also been considered as shirk. So those are the belief system of this group, that you can find there are similarities in the belief system of this group, that are similarity with the Zionist regime and people, those who believe in the Zion. If you visit the cave of Hira, those people who have visited Medina and Makkah, of course, they can find the place where the revelation started from. This was the place where Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, used to visit for 40 years of his life. On that place, you would find a big mark and sign written down over there that visiting this place is not a tradition, it is not a sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, but visiting this place is a shirk. You can imagine that place where Prophet, peace be upon him, used to visit for 40 years. It is not a sunnah. So what is sunnah? Sunnah is if you follow the path of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, then it becomes sunnah. So that means that is a completely different type of the mentality. The mentality that only believes in the system that has been set by this group. And brothers and sisters, when we see similarities with Bani Umayyah, for example, Yazid is being praised by this group. They believe that Yazid has not committed any crime, but the crime is being committed by son of Prophet Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is not something, it is hidden or secret. That is something, it has been announced. Various of their scholars have written the books that Yazid has not committed any crime, but the crime is being committed by the son of Prophet. They started naming Yazid. For example, when they name their children today, they name their children with the Yazid. They name their children with the various people of Bani Umayyah, Walid, for example, that has become very famous. Many names that were being forbidden in the Islamic history, they have become well-known names today in their community. Shimr. Shimr was a brutal person who has slaughtered the son of Prophet, peace be upon him. They started calling his name with regard and respect. So that's a set of the belief, that type of the group that you are facing. This is a mentality, and it's growing every day. Brothers and sisters, it's growing every day. Rapidly in various countries, this group have taken many masajid. These people are in forefront in various countries, and especially recently the survey that has been sent by the British government, that many of the masajid, or most of the masajid in Britain, that are being found by this group. And now they are making slogans in the masajid, for example, about the kufr of Shia, disbelief of the Shia every day. And they are ready to commit any type of crime whenever they will be in need of the imperialists. And whenever they will be in need of the wrongdoers, they will commit this crime regardless of any country. In the same Houston, for example, if you like to survey, you would find that many of the masajid and many of the people, those who call themselves as a Salafi, they have same set mind, they have same mentality. And we need to warn the governments in these countries that they have to start thinking about a group that does not believe about anybody, any human being, and they do not have any regard for humanity in this world. And we need to really plan for this type of the mentality. From this mentality today, you can see the crimes that are committed. For example, bomb attack in Beirut, Lebanon, killing at least 21 people, and many other were being wounded. Many suicide attacks in various places, that they have trained the people with this mentality of suicidal mentality. In various other countries, the bloodshed that you can find. Unfortunately, the situation in Egypt is also being caused by this group. And this group is the group that has been able to dismantle the Islamic thought. And they have changed the country into the bloodshed today. And there is a division in the country, unfortunately, that recently army has attacked. And we condemn army attack on the people, those who are in Tahrir Square, killing hundreds of people in that country. And we pray for the people, those who are righteous people of the world, and especially we pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us opportunity that we can stand for the justice. And we pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman and provide us the leadership that is just leadership of Imam of the Age and infallible personality of Imam Zaman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide peace and tranquility to the Muslim Ummah in all over the world. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us if any of the crime or any sins that we have committed. And may Allah keep us away from these evil mind people, and provide protection to holy shrines, and give us opportunity that we can rebuild Baqi and Jannatul Mu'alla again, and the houses of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.